Okay, well, welcome in, everybody. This is Coach V. I'm here with Coach Future Star, back for the third time in the Peanut Final. How you feeling, Coach?
Yeah, it's fun to be back 2 years in a row now.
Yeah, I know. And it feels like a very different team in a lot of ways. Just, I mean, obviously you were talented last year, but, you know, you moved two guys that were starters last year to the bench. So that's always nice. I mean, it's nice to get the 1-1 class, right?
Yeah, no kidding. Like it happens so rarely. I mean, it happens basically never for anybody, and we've been lucky enough to have it happen. I mean, it's a lot of seasons, but we've actually had it happen twice, and whatever it is, you know, 30 yeah. seasons or whatever. So, yeah, it's fun.
It's kind of interesting. Your starting center from last year is now an aide.
Yeah, so. Well, I mean, we started him last year just because we needed the height. And, you know, he had a lot of flaws, but he was a good defender. And but, you know, he's now that we don't really need him in the starting lineup, I mean, I've got better options on the bench for big men. So, I mean, you know, maybe he'll get his opportunity down the road. Maybe not. We'll see.
Yeah, we shall see. We shall see. So you guys been rolling. You guys are looking good. You guys are high scoring, high flying. You know, you went through the regular season. Not the toughest strength of schedule, but, I mean, you got some good teams there. Hot Springs is very solid. Phoenix is a solid team. You lost a close one to Lansing by 4 points. That was a tough one. You know, I think, I mean, you got a lot of talent on your team. Brothers is like the fourth option, but he can light it up on any given night. What do you think about this team? What's special about them?
Yeah, I mean, it's always, I mean, obviously, you know, within the freshman class, it's always nice to have kind of a 7-foot go-to guy, you know, not only a guy who can dominate the middle just with defense or shot blocking or whatever, but that can score. I mean, it's so rare to have a guy that big with that kind of scoring touch. So it's nice to have that weapon there to kind of, you know, add to our guards. And, you know, like you mentioned, Andrew Brothers, he's, I think, in, you know, it's our last game against Mesa. I mean, the other guys were in foul trouble. They didn't play that many minutes. And he had the biggest game out of everybody, you know, so he's a guy who can definitely step up. And he's kind of the key to our team anyway, because he's such a good defender and such a good passer. So, I mean, the team would not be nearly as good without him in the starting lineup.
Yeah, for sure. So for you guys, your one loss, I'm going to bring it up, versus Lansing in overtime. What happened in that game?
Yeah, I just have to. I mean, there's really not much you can do about it. I just have to attribute it to the other team had a hot shooting night. I mean, they went 14 for 26 from 3-point range, which is, you know, pretty incredible.
That's nice.
I mean, it's not something that you're going to see that often in this game. So, you know, especially, you know, their shooting guard and small forward combined went for like 11 for 19 from three. And while they're good 3-point shooters, I don't think they're quite that good normally. So they just had a hot night, and they did it against good defenders too. So there's not really anything you can do about it. And it was an overtime game. So we took them right down to the wire, and you know, we could have won it in regulation, but I think we missed a free throw or something like that. So could have gone either way, and they're a good team.
So looking at your playoff run, you know, you got the bye. You got, first up, you got Knoxville, who's a really tough team. You know, Jordan James, the big man. You got that fun little matchup between James and Jackson. Two guys I was on, you know, so I can watch them play against each other in a little bit of misery. Jackson did pretty well. Honestly, like, James had a good game of 26 points and 13 rebounds, but he scored 109 points. And anytime you score that many points, it's going to be hard to lose.
Yeah. And James, he had a good game, and he has the experience edge over Jackson too. So even though Jackson is going to be a really good player, he may not quite be the finished product just yet.
Well, you might not need him to, with all the other talent on your team, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice to have some other options, you know, especially in this league where it's, you know, it's so hard to get, you know, talent kind of stacked together. You kind of need it in some of these other leagues, or test league or whatever, because every team is so stacked at the top here. It's so hard just to even get like maybe two really good players in your starting lineup. So for us to have probably four, you know, and even the fifth guy is, you know, he's not a scorer, but he's a good role player. So it's a nice luxury to have.
So you move on, you wait for a while, and you get Montpelier, and Montpelier gets starts out hot. What happened there?
They were really hot shooting. I think they scored. They went super hot in the first quarter. I think they scored like 33 points or something like that in the first quarter. Yeah, we were 30 points. We were down 30-11 after the first quarter. We were cold. They were hot, and it just kind of took us a while to get going before our defense kind of kicked in a little bit.
Yeah. And then you get Mesa. Versus Mesa. Eric Barnhart had a big game. Christian Simpson had a good game. And they scored 98 points. It was a 2-point game. You guys won by 2 points. How'd that game go down?
It didn't really go the way I thought it would, because I mean, they have that center, what's his name, Longoria, who's a big 7'2" guy, so he's always going to be a tough matchup.
Yeah.
But they're pretty short overall, and we did win the rebounding margin by quite a bit. But you know, I don't know if it's something about their defense or their athleticism, but yeah, basically our two best players got into foul trouble, and you can tell. I don't know, because you don't have access to the play-by-play, but yeah, they got in foul trouble early. They were on the bench for a lot of the first half, and so that kind of put us behind the eight ball. And then once we got our lineup going in the second half, we were able to kind of chip away at the deficit and play a little more even, and we're able to luckily come out on top.
Yeah, that's interesting. I should have noticed that, you know, they got in foul trouble. It's kind of hard to tell completely, but the first thing I look at is Liam Pennell not having a great game, playing 28 minutes almost and going minus 16. So I'm like,
Well, that happens, you know, because normally, you know, I guess the defense can kind of key more on him or whatever. He probably had the highest shot setting left out of everybody with Martin and Jackson not in the line or not on the floor at the time. He was, you know, trying to take all the shots, and the defense was keying on him. But then, luckily, Brothers came through with a big offensive night.
Yeah, huge night for Brothers. Huge night for Brothers. So, 11 for 16. So, now you get New York City, who's been really hot. They've played a similar schedule to you guys in the PNTT, except one extra game. So, they had Oakland, Bloomington, Reno, and then us. So two undefeated teams in there. You guys beat two undefeated teams in your run. And then another couple really solid teams. What do you see in that matchup?
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting matchup. I think we have a little bit of a size advantage, you know, in the post, maybe not so much of the guard spots, but in the post, but they're good, at least based on their numbers so far this year. They're a really good rebounding team. Their defense looks like it could go either way. It looks like they win with volume over pure defense. So, you know, we're going to have to win that rebounding battle to have a good chance, it looks like.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they are a great rebounding team. They get tons of offensive rebounds, and they can play multiple ways. We'll see. Our game was just a slugfest, really, really low scoring. So you kind of mentioned it, but, like, I don't know. I guess finish this sentence for me. Like, Rockford takes home their first peanut championship if blank.
I think one is it looks like they have, you know, a dominant scorer with Eric Brown. So if we can control him to some degree, I'd say if we can keep him at, say, under 50% shooting, that'll give us one edge. And then I think the other key is Jackson needs to have a big night, because looking at New York City's lineup, they have some size down low, but not a ton. And they definitely don't have, doesn't look like a ton of athleticism there. Not a lot of block shots. Mm-hmm. So Jackson might get a lot of open looks down around the rim. So if we can just feed it into him, and he can have a big night, and we'll have a good chance.
Yeah, this is definitely a game you could see Jackson going off in, hypothetically, you know, before the game. But, you know, that's why you play the game on the court and not in our minds, right?
Right.
So I've asked you this before, but if you win the championship, where are you going to put the trophy?
I think you've asked me that, and we've never had to worry about it because we've lost the other two times that we've made it. I don't know. I just have to put it on my desk next to my other sports memorabilia here. I'm a big sports guy, so I got a lot of every sport. I got a lot of Duck stuff, Kansas City Chiefs. I'm a big Chiefs fan, so I got some Chiefs stuff, stuff like that. So it'll fit in nicely.
Yeah. Well, cool. Well, thanks, Coach, for coming on. I really appreciate it. And best of luck to you when the game runs tomorrow.
All right. Thanks a lot.